Welcome back to Money Tips 365. Today I want to talk about credit worthiness, and that means having a good, clean credit history so that people can trust you. What I would advise you is to build and protect your credit rating, like guard it with your life. Make sure you've got a good credit rating in history. This is not just about credit score, by the way. This is about your credit rating, whether you've got bad credit, whether you've got county court judgments, whether you've got defaults against you. Now, even if you're not planning to borrow money right now, you might say, well, I don't need a mortgage. It still makes sense to look after your credit rating for future borrowing and to protect yourself against fraud. Look, even if you're not borrowing, you might think you're not borrowing, but you are in many cases. You go to an electricity company, so I want an electricity supply. I've just moved to this property. I want an electricity supply. So for them to give you electricity in the hope that you're going to pay for it later on down the road, that's like a loan in effect. And they will do a credit search on you. And if you can't pass that credit search, they'll say, well, sorry, you can't have an account to pay this monthly or pay it quarterly. You're going to have to go on a meter. And, you know, a meter is like the most expensive electricity. It's more hassle. Can you imagine going down to news agents and trying to top up your key meter and all that sort of rubbish? Whereas if you've got a clean credit history, you can have all of these things on credit. Loads of organizations are doing this. You want a mobile phone, you want to rent a property, it's a credit search. So do make sure you protect your credit rating. Now, there are many free services available online to check your credit history, your credit rating. Don't worry about the credit score so much, but make sure that you've got a clean history. Experian.co.uk, Equifax.co.uk. If you Google it, there's plenty of free services. Some of them may charge you to give you an update, but initially you can get the initial report free, or certainly at very, very low cost. And that will then outline what's going on. So if you've got a credit card, they'll say, well, this is your balance. If you've missed payments, they'll show it, missed payments. Now you might say, well, I didn't miss a payment. I was just a bit late with the payment. No, you've missed it. You know, they didn't even get the money on the day you were supposed to pay. So, you know, you've got to make sure that you're paying things on time. Defaults, you defaulted on a card, they've taken that card back, that's a default, stays on your record for 6 years. County court judgment, you've been taken to court, you've been asked to pay, you still didn't want to pay, even when you lost the case, you still didn't pay, county court judgment, okay? That stays on your record 6 years. You know, a bankruptcy, it's easy to go bankrupt, it's easy to arrange to get into an arrangement with your credit card and say, well, goodbye to all those debts, you know, I've said goodbye to all those debts, but that stays on your record. Who's going to trust you after that? Okay, I have more of this stuff on my supporters club, where you can come on to my for just the price of a cup of coffee every month. I'll give you extra content, more exclusive content, and a copy of my one-day workshop, where it's a whole money, smart money workshop worth £147. I'll throw that in as well. You have access to that recording on Zoom, and I'll give you copies of my two books, Yes Money Can Buy You Happiness and Borrow and Grow Rich. I put years of work into those books. So do join me on my supporters club on Spotify. I'll put a link up to that. Okay, thanks a lot.